Hello, and welcome to Awin Talks, the affiliate marketing podcast. I'm your host, Rob Davidson, and I'm joined by my co-host, Kevin Edwards, Awin's Global Strategy Director. Hi, Kev.
Hi, there, Rob.
And returning to the podcast again is Lee Metters, client partner for retail and travel in our UK office. Hi, Lee.
Hello, Rob.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
So how are you guys? What have you been up to recently?
I don't know. The days are just sort of like, it's autumn now. Like, where's the sun gone? So obviously, I mean, I know we're going to come on and talk about this, but we all had a day by the seaside. That was quite nice to get out and about.
It was very nice. The weather was beautiful on that day as well.
I think that was basically our summer condensed.
I think it was our one day of summer, yeah.
That's like the year is just slipping by, isn't it? Like, we're already halfway through September, Q4 is about to kick off, and the craziness is already, it feels like it's flooding in, doesn't it?
Christmas decorations are in supermarkets as well, yeah.
Oh my God, that's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not Scrooge, but I do find that depressing. On today's podcast, we're focusing a bit of time on technology partners and how they can help businesses outsource innovation through the affiliate channel. Now, this was one of the key themes of this year's Awin report, and it's something that has only increased in prominence over the last few months with more and more activity and more solutions actually entering the channel. Our main interview today is with my Dutch colleague, Jelle Plug. He will definitely criticize me for that pronouncement. Who manages the relationship with many of these partners. And so he's the perfect person to tell us more about the trends that are emerging in this particular space. Before that, though, at the time of recording, we've just received news that the nominees for the International Performance Marketing Awards have been announced, with Awin garnering 8 nominations in total. Now, alongside some fantastic collaborative campaigns with our clients, we've been nominated for a couple of different awards that are voted for by the industry. Awin Access, our solution for micro SMEs, has been nominated for Best Use of Performance during COVID, not Best Use of COVID, which is definitely not an award, which is a new award that's obviously been introduced this year in response to the impact of the pandemic. And then the all-important Best Network Award, which we actually won for the first time last year, and which we would be delighted to retain this year. So we'd love to have your vote for either or both of those awards. And so in order to do so, head over to the Awin blog, where we have an article outlining all of the different work that we've undertaken this year, which we think helps illustrate why we might be worth your vote. There's also a link to the voting page for the IPMAs on there, and I'll include that in the blog page for this episode too. Now, with that canvassing out of the way, what have you guys been up to recently that you can tell us about? And Kev, you can tell us a bit about your trip to the seaside now.
Well, we all went to the seaside, but...
We did.
Yeah, so...
Only one of us brought a bucket and spade, though.
Yeah, Lee. it was actually... I mean, it was a really nice place to hold it in light of how hot it was that day. But it was nice to get out of London. The kind of industry decamped down to Brighton for one day only it's probably the industry's first proper get together in best part of 2 years. And that's obviously, as I've mentioned, Affiliate Huddle. After a 2 year hiatus, obviously it was really good to see everybody in person. But it was also, I always find, certainly when you've had a big gap between actually speaking and meeting lots of people together, it actually gives you a really good sense of kind of key themes, and like allows you to take a bit of a temperature of the industry in a way that I don't think that's necessarily as achievable from a virtual event. Huddle's also pretty informal, so I think people are maybe a little bit less guarded about what they're working on or what they're seeing challenges and successes with. Personally, I think that while the audience was more skewed towards network agency and publisher reps, it was really interesting to see how positive everybody was. Certainly around the sort of diversity of publisher choice, and picking up on the theme of this edition of the podcast, tech partners were very much kind of flavor of the month. I think it's probably fair to say, this is something that we've kind of been monitoring over the years, that the industry goes through waves where sometimes it feels like there's not that much new to say. Whereas I think that with the emergence of these tech partners, that that we've talked about previously and we're going to talk about today. That's really driving a very strong narrative, I think. And just to be clear on what we mean by tech partners, it's those kind of businesses who offer more technical solutions that are integrated within an advertiser site rather than traditional publishers who have an acquired audience who then direct that audience to a retailer site. Rob, I don't know if you wanted to sort of talk a little bit about your presentation, but you kind of echoed this growth in your keynote, really, and talking about our continued drive to showcase the range of tech partners who can help optimize the path to purchase from initial interest through to kind of boosting conversions and baskets through to more kind of personalized marketing based on browser and buyer patterns. And it's, for me, it's just really, really interesting how strong that narrative has become. And I think that was reflected in the fact that those companies, not only did some of the founders attend at Huddle, but they also brought sort of quite big teams with them as well.
Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't realize when I submitted the idea for the session, which, like you say, was focused on the value these tech partners are providing to the channel and how that's potentially changing the perception of the value that could be driven from it as well, from this activity. But I didn't realize just how many of them would feature on the agenda itself, so that they were also providing sessions around their different technical solutions and how you can work with them on a performance basis. And so I think that unintentionally it suddenly became this really prominent theme that characterized, you know, pretty much the entire event, which I think is interesting in its own right, because there's clearly a sense of commonality there, that lots of people are thinking about this in quite a similar fashion, and there's obviously a burgeoning segment of growth in this particular space. I think one of the points that I made towards the end of the session was that, like you say, historically we've looked at the affiliate channel as a driver of awareness, of sales inevitably, but that has largely occurred as a kind of a supply and demand dynamic between advertisers and publishers themselves. So the publishers are driving that supply of customers over to advertisers to then convert, but largely the publisher's role is pretty much completed by that point. They send that traffic over to an advertiser site where it's then transacted. And what's starting to happen with this influx of tech partners is that this ability to continue to provide value once that traffic lands on an advertiser's site is where they're able to really drive additional value in optimizing those experiences on the website itself. Much like we talked about in the podcast episode a couple of months ago now with Samsung and Upsell It. That was a great example and one of the case studies I featured in the talk of a technology partner helping a big brand optimize their customer experiences on site and improving the revenues, the sales, the profitability of the value that's being driven there.
Yeah, especially if you can. Sorry, I was just going to say, like, because if you make it really easy to do business with those partners as well, and that's obviously one of the beauties of like a plug and play sort of like tagging solution as well, which just means that you can kind of almost take your picks and say, I've got a gap here, I maybe that could be optimized there, and you can just basically go out and take your pick of these tech partners to trial.
Exactly, yeah. Funny enough, the IAB ran a virtual session called Expanding Your Partnerships with Affiliates, which I was involved in earlier this week at the time of recording, presenting a condensed version of this talk that I did at Huddle that focused on these trends behind the influx of new tech partners that we've been seeing in the channel more recently. Alongside me, there were a couple of other sessions, one from Rakuten that discussed growing your affiliate program internationally and the various tips they have on that aspect. And then another one from Impact, which looked at how you can take your affiliate program to the next level. And at the very end of that webinar, we were joined by a variety of other industry peers to discuss the current state of tracking in the channel and the dilemmas that brands face in terms of ensuring that they have the right tracking set up. Usually the IAB's webinars and content tend to be put behind a paywall for their members only, but this event was actually open to all. And I believe a recording is now available to view too, in case you missed it on their site. And actually continuing with the theme of those recent talks, as I mentioned, one of the primary case studies that was featured in that that session, which has been published on the Owen site now, is the Samsung Upsell It one. So if you want to read more about that particular partnership between those two organizations, do check that out on the Awin site now. and you can learn more on it. Now, Lee, a big goal for you this year was focused on exploring a completely different set of partnership opportunities, which was this space of brand-to-brand activity. So how's that been going? Can you give us an update on how it's been faring?
It's been busy, Rob. so we've been working on brand-to-brand partnerships, which has basically enabled some of our clients to drive inbound revenue streams, but also expose them to new and potentially unreached customer audiences. So we started this year with the idea that brand partnerships actually hold a really valuable and actually quite innovative strategic pillar for any different brand. And we've kind of gone on this journey. Brands can opt into our brand partner activity in three different ways. So they can enter into a reciprocal relationship with another complementary brand. So whereby two brands would essentially promote each other for mutual gain, or they can actually take a more traditional affiliate setup where one brand acts as the promoter and the second being promoted. But we've seen some really great successes across all of them, really. So we've seen some reciprocal relationships with brands in completely different sectors that you probably wouldn't put together, as well as some of those that you perhaps would expect to partner. And then likewise, we've seen some of our clients actually almost transform their model into something that is more traditional and does align with the more traditional affiliate setup. So I know obviously we've spoken about the Taste Card case study plenty of times, but that's a really nice example of how they were able to diversify their business really and look at inbound revenue streams. So I think the added value of perhaps doing brand partnerships with Awin is that we're able to use our tracking infrastructure to track partner activity across websites, apps, email or social, and basically then pull all of that back into the Awin UI for the reporting and payment that we obviously traditionally provide clients anyway. So yes, kept us nice and busy. We've seen some really good successes. So we've created over 160 brand partnerships this year. In doing so, that's generated around 67,000 partner sales and around 800k in revenue for clients. So it's grown at a considerable rate, and I think we've got plans to do even more really. We've seen really good uptake across all different brands as well. So some of our biggest clients are our enterprise level clients like the Hut Group, like Tastecard, who I mentioned, mobiles.co.uk have been really forward thinking with this as well. So it's across all sectors, but then equally we've seen some really great successes with some of our SME and access level clients as well. So it's definitely something that I think brands of all shapes and sizes are getting behind.
Yeah, it's really great to hear actually. And like you say, we've only really scratched the surface of this when you think about the volume of advertisers that exist on the Awin platform. You're talking like, was it now 15? I want to say, how many thousands is it, Kev? Can you remember?
Well, if you include share a sale, it's about 160,000.
160,000 brands. So, I mean, yeah, that's an enormous amount of potential brand-to-brand partnerships from complementary organisations that can tap into each other's loyal customer bases and audience that they've got there.
Lee, I've got a question, because one of the things that I thought was really interesting when we were kind of exploring this a while back is how some brands see it as a way of driving loyalty rather than and retention rather than revenue. Because obviously we approach it from the perspective of, well, we're very sales driven, you know, we're paid on performance, therefore stuff has to drive an outcome. Whereas, and this is obviously an outcome, but it's maybe based around retaining customers rather than acquiring them. And I think that's kind of that mindset change for us has been quite useful in how we talk to brands about these partnerships.
I think so. I think brand partnerships is a fantastic way of encouraging and perhaps incentivizing customer loyalty as well. So we've got clients that offer kind of gift with purchase on the order confirmation page. So if you hit an agreed spend threshold, an offer is pulled in and you can kind of redeem that offer at the point of checkout. And obviously that's great for the brand that is, I guess, being promoted, because it provides them with a new customer base, or it's exposing their brand in market where perhaps customer wasn't looking for their own particular brand. But also for the promoter brand, I think, Kev, like you said, it's great the loyalty. It's a value added offer that the customer wouldn't have otherwise expected. And I think especially like within the last 18 months where we've seen so much transition online, I think the online space has become more competitive. So actually by providing a value added incentive from a non-competing brand is a nice way to differentiate your offering from that of your competitors or other brands in the market.
And much like from a publisher perspective, it's all about relevancy, isn't it? It's not about kind of just a spray and pray approach with, oh yeah, we can get an exclusive offer from this brand. If it's not relevant to the audience who are buying from the existing advertiser already, then the chances are it's not really going to be that effective. But what I guess we're seeing, and particularly you mentioned the taste card example, but looking at customers who are looking for experiences or things that can complement what Tastecard already offer,
yeah,
and that seems to work quite well in that respect.
Yeah, we saw a really smart example from it was a telecoms provider who sells handsets, and they partnered with an insurance provider who offered credit checks. So essentially what would happen is if the customer at the point of trying to buy the mobile handset or their SIM deal failed a credit check, the insurance provider would offer a free credit check service, obviously attracting them as a potential prospect customer, but then also the mobile provider benefited from that because if the customer can sort out their credit history, they're then back in market to transact. So actually, yeah, relevancy is so key, but that's probably two markets that you wouldn't necessarily stitch together, but they made it work with something that was actually really relevant for the customer journey at that point.
Sounds like it's making great progress. So yeah, do keep us in the loop of how it all continues to grow. Right then, it's on to my main interview with Jelle. So I'm now joined by Jelle Plug, Awin's technology consultant who is based in our Amsterdam office. Hi, Jelle.
Hi.
How bad was my pronunciation of your surname just now?
It's a typical Dutch name, so there's no bad pronunciation of my name, to be honest. So it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, thank you. How is life in Amsterdam at the moment?
We had some bad summer, but it's night is good. Also with COVID, it's a little bit more opening up. So we're happy to go to bars again, but with restrictions we are living in 18 months, it's beginning to look like normal.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully things will start to return to normal very quickly. So first of all, I just wanted to start off by introducing you to the audience, obviously. So can you tell us a little bit about your current role at Awin and what that actually involves?
Yeah, of course, no problem. So I'm Jelle. Plug, as the pronunciation is. So, and I'm part of the Global Strategic Partnerships team as our technology consultant. The purpose of my role is to offer impartial advice to Awin's retailers and ease the burden from discovery to activation, both technical and commercial, as well as eventually the optimization of any newly facilitated relationships. From experience, we know technology partners such as retargeting providers, on-site optimization solutions, or dynamic product bundling tools are basically more complicated to establish, mm-hmm. but with the right ones can provide huge growth for every retailer within Awin.
Great. So, yeah, this is a really interesting space for for Awin as a network, but also the broader industry at the moment. So so you're obviously in a role that's at the cutting edge as far as that aspect is concerned. Now, you're soon set to host a 3-day webinar series that showcases a lot of these technology partners that are available within Awin's master tag. Can you tell us a little bit about what that event is about and who can join it?
Yeah. So basically, the webinar series is about how Awin's plug-and-play tech can safeguard retailers' revenue ahead of peak trading, and why it is more important than ever to ensure you have the right technical solutions available to you to optimize basically the customer experience on your own website. So we have divided the 3-day series into a structure that reflects the common sales funnel, running all the way from awareness at the top of the funnel, of course, through to optimization, and then finally to action at the bottom of the funnel. And on each day, we showcase a selection of partners who can support your goals in these areas through their technical solutions that they're offering. So in terms of the specific topics of these days, we're discussing day one, the awareness day. This considers the topics as how can I reach more customers through Google Shopping? And how can my most valuable publishers help convert my customers in a way. So, and day two is basically more about the optimization day. And we look at how retailers can optimize their websites through tech partnerships, as we're discussing the whole 3 days, and to make the website work smarter and smarter together. So how can they resolve customer queries faster and how to reduce returns within fashion? And the last day is the action day, and it gives more insights about the promotional channel to ensure customers receive the most relevant promotions. We do a very interactive session about myth-busting session about this channel and how retailers can actually generate even more value from converted customers in the end. So this live event is for current Awin clients to get them all set before peak season. But we'll be publishing this recording, of course, from the events on our blog that eventually everybody can view these very exciting insights that we show over these 3 days.
Great. Yeah. So that sounds really, really interesting. I really like the structure actually moving from through that sales funnel and showcasing exactly how, you know, the diversity and the variety of the technical partners that are available through Awin means that you can use them to engage audiences at all of these different phases of that traditional sales funnel, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm interested, I think, it more is, like you mentioned, the framing of the webinar session is around Q4, around peak, around Black Friday, obviously, which is going to be massive as ever for so many different retailers. So how do you think that these technology partners specifically can help brands with their preparations for this all-important period in the year?
As you mentioned, the peak period is hugely important for brands and retailers. And we know that there's more interest from shoppers from buying in this period, more than ever around this peak of time. Black Friday is obviously the key event, of course, but with retailers offering discounts from the very start of Q4, so from the beginning of October, and an attempt to edge out their competitors, and sales often running all the way through to Christmas. This is now an extended period of sales activity within the whole e-commerce space. So the pandemic has been a massive boost to online e-commerce with more shopping online than ever before. So that means that as a business and as a retailer, you need to ensure that both your online marketing and your own e-commerce platform are optimized to capitalize on this increase in traffic. The other aspect is that although you're likely to see more traffic in this period because of these factors, of course, so are all your competitors doing, and shoppers know that they have lots of choice online now, so they shop on every different platform and every different retailer, and they won't think twice about buying from an alternative brand if they think they can get a better deal somewhere else or a better product. So the tech partners that we are featuring in the webinar series, as well as of course the other partners that we work with within Awin, can help capture more of these shoppers than you might be able to do independently. And they can do it all on a performance basis, which means that you only pay for their services, and they've converted those sales, making them extremely valuable during a time like Q4 peak.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I mean, beyond just looking at Q4 and, you know, the potential value of working with these partners during that period, it feels like there's a trend going on. There's a real surge of interest in this particular space at the moment. So we're beginning to see a lot more of these tech partners in the affiliate channel at the moment. So first of all, I'm interested in why you think that is happening at the moment. And secondly, why do you think there appears to be also more interest from advertisers in actually working with them through the affiliate industry?
It's great that you mentioned, because it's two-sided. So if we think historically to the affiliate channel as a means of driving traffic and inbound leads to a retailer website, it's like a fairly simple relationship of supply and demand between publishers and retailers and advertisers. I know that the influence of technology partners to the industry we're now seeing is transforming that dynamic massively and expanding the scope of what the industry can offer. So there's a huge advantage to outsourcing support in specific spaces where it's so difficult to constantly keep up with. Let's alone stay ahead of the curve. So that's exactly why there's more interest of retailers to work with those partners via Awin. Basically, because via Awin, you have a whole portfolio of technologies that can support you to keep up with this curve. So all our technology partners are integrated within our Awin Master Tech, and these publishers work as a plugin within this tech. This means there's no extra integration needed from retailers' perspective. And as Awin, we basically do the integration for you. So overall, we can have a plugin live within 1 to 4 weeks, of course, dependent on the additional integration needed from a tech partner or from the retailer website. Besides this use advantage, there's of course another one. It's completely risk-free. All these partners work on a CPA model, and you have the possibility to test these partners at a rapid speed and see if a technology like offered work for you as a retailer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that point you made about the integration and the dev work that can sometimes be involved with brands when they're looking to work with these technologies, solutions, these third parties independently, is a big headache for a lot of advertisers. Like, we obviously spoke to Samsung a few episodes ago on this podcast, talking about, you know, their relationship with these technology partners, working with Upseller as an example of that. And Adam over at Samsung did highlight the fact that working with Awin in this fashion meant that rather than relying on their own internal dev teams and having to join the back of a very long queue, which, you know, where they're competing against numerous internal competing priorities for what work gets done on their own website, this meant that they could very quickly kind of switch a partner on, find out how well it works, experiment with it a little bit. And if it does work, then you can look to expand that partnership, which is exactly what they did. And it was a really fruitful partnership.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also before you even know if a solution like that we're offering works for you or works for your website, you don't have to spend thousands of euros or thousands of pounds into dev work before you even know if it works for you.
Yeah.
So that's exactly a good point.
Exactly, yeah. Now, we obviously work with a wide selection of partners on our platform, many of whom will be taking part in the webinar series. But could you give us, could you provide us with a few examples of the kinds of problems that they're helping businesses to currently solve?
Yeah, so basically all problems that a business has can be resolved by our technology.
Okay, perfect.
Very short,
all done.
very sweet answer. No, we create a problem solution matrix internally where we look at all the retailers' KPIs and which solutions are best in class. So from my knowledge, of course, everybody wants to increase their sales, increase their revenue. But on the line there, there's also a need for conversion rate optimization, a higher average order value, more traffic from social media or anything else. So we can help you by optimizing your conversion rate with partners like Upsellit or Envolve or particular audience, increase the average order value with, for example, RevLifter, or we can even within our team increase the mobile and app traffic. So to give you a little bit of an example in this one, so a small improvement on your conversion rate can have a massive impact on your current revenue. So for example, if you have 1 million clicks to your website with a conversion increase of 0.5%, makes 50,000 incremental conversions.
Yeah, no, that is a huge improvement, isn't it? And you can really scale things up with that kind of improvement. I think we've already talked about the advantages of working with these partners through the affiliate channel. And like you said, it's this, you know, it's painless. There's no integrations needed through the Awin master tag. It's risk-free on a CPA basis. What other aspects are there, do you think, that like what kind of security and confidence can advertisers or businesses that we work with have in the fact that these partners are available to them and will work?
Yeah, so at the beginning of 2020, we changed the whole process of how to get partners integrated within our master tag. So now what we do beforehand, we pre-vet these partners that want to be integrated in our master tag. They get handed over to our InfoSec security team. So they check everything that they are doing. So how do they scrape data? Is it GDPR compliant? So basically every partner that's integrated within our master tag is pre-vetted by Awin. So there's always a security policy that's running via Awin.
Perfect. Yeah, because I know that can sometimes be a big dilemma and an anxiety for certain businesses, you know, setting live some new technology on their own website, which you know, potentially might cause some disruption that they're not anticipating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And besides that is as well, so a lot of retailers think, oh, we have to do a massive integration in our backend and it's gonna reduce the page loading of my page. So to be also very clear, this one, they work as a plugin, they sit within our Awin master tag, and if you are scared that your page load is going to slow and that kind of stuff, no. First, your own page is going to load, and then the plugin works as a sort of overlay on the website. So always first your own page loads, and not it's not going to reduce any page speed.
Great. Yeah. Okay. So if there are any listeners tuning in to the podcast today who are interested in finding out more about these solutions and these technology partners, what would be your recommendation? How can they reach out to you?
So it's you can all the ones that are interested within to speak to me about these tech partners and to get more knowledge about it and how can we speed up the processes. So it's you can reach me at my personal email. It's a typical Dutch name, so it's jelle.ploeg@ewin.com. As I said, it's a typical Dutch name, so I will spell it out for you guys. So it's jelle.ploeg@awin.com, or you can go to global-strategicpartnerships@awin.com.
Yeah, well, I'll put a link to a contact address for you in the blog post for this particular episode as well, just in case they didn't catch that spelling.
That's no problem, because people in the UK call me Jelly, people in Spain call me Geye. So it's a typical Dutch name with a lot of pronunciation. So it's fine. It's fine.
Well, thank you, Jelly. We appreciate you taking the time to speak to us, and best of luck in hosting the upcoming webinar series.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks to Jelle for taking part in the interview with me earlier. And as he mentioned, if you'd like to reach out to him to find out more about the tech partners available at Awin, then I'll include his contact details in the blog post where this episode is published. Now, looking forward, it's very much event season at the moment, with a ton of conferences, webinars, and other opportunities to hear from and meet with peers across the industry. As Jelle pointed out, we have our 3-day webinar series featuring tech partners happening from the 28th through to the 30th of September. If you're a registered client of Awin's, you can sign up for that via the event landing page on the Awin site. And if you're not, you can still look forward to seeing recordings of all those sessions shortly after they're finished. Paul Stewart, Jelle's boss, incidentally, will be leading another tech partner focus session for eMarketer on October 5th. And before that, we have 3 sessions at the upcoming Performance Marketing Association's fall conference, featuring myself, Janine Crooks, and SingleView's Mark Cahillo. That's happening virtually across the 29th and the 30th of September, and you can register for that event on the PMA site. And this is all happening before we then reappear in person again at the upcoming PR Live conference in London towards the end of October. But we can fill you in on our plans for that particular event a little closer to the date. Although having said that, Lee, you did want to mention something that you guys, your team, are planning at the event.
Yeah, so we're going to be offering brand partnerships consultations to existing clients, agencies, new clients. So I guess if you want to hear a little bit more about brand partnerships, if you want to see how that can work for your brand or some of your clients, if you're an agency, come and see us. So I think we're going to be releasing a blog article on awin.com with our plans for the event. On that blog, you'll be able to book a session with us. Well, I think it'll be with me, so it'll be book a session to come and have a chat.
Book a session with Lee.
Tea with Lee.
That's actually not bad, Kev. You should work in marketing. Okay, so let me finish then by just giving one more plug for you to vote for us in the IPMA categories of best network and best use of performance during COVID, for which we would be most appreciative. And we'll see you next time on Awin Talks. It's goodbye from me, goodbye from Kev.
Bye.
And goodbye from Lee.
See you later.